This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start the show with something positive. What's your little victory, DZ?
We do?
Yes.
Yeah, we start the show with positivity.
Knock it off. What's your positive moment this morning? What's your little victory?
My little victory is, bro, I did something I ain't done in like a decade.
What?
Yesterday.
What?
I got a night workout in.
Impressive. When's the last time you went to the gym at night?
Bruh, like a decade ago. What? Like I said, I hit the Princeton Club, and normally I don't have a work event late.
Yeah.
But we had a late work event yesterday.
We did.
Afterwards, I was like, you know what? I'm up the street from PC right now. I'm going to hit Princeton Club and get this little slight workout in. It wasn't what I planned.
I will tell you, I am definitely a workout with the oldies at 11 a.m. kind of girl.
It was busy. Me. Oh, no. Yeah. The vibe was busy, but I forgot it's that
it's
after work,
at night, yeah.
After school, after everything, right before you go home and chill, either have dinner or go sleep.
Me and Esther are talking about aerobics at 11 a.m. when I'm at the Princeton Club. I'm like, what up, Esther?
Shout out my guy Sal that I be seeing in the morning when I'm working out with Jeremy, because I don't know these Chads and Brads in the evening, even though I did see people I knew. I saw one of my old football teammates.
It's me, Esther, and the stay-at-home moms. That's who's at there at 11 a.m.
Facts. Really, though, bro. Like, and the old cats, the old heads trying to just kick it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congrats on getting the late workout in. My little
victory is yours?
I got everything I had to do yesterday. I had a busy day on my schedule, which stresses me out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it all in. I made our work event. I got Botox, which I've wanted for months because of my surgery. I couldn't get it. Woo!
Yeah, bro. Are you still feeling the jitters and the feel goods from having a doctor's?
I had so much fun with them yesterday. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Interviewing them is so much fun, and they're just fun people. You know, they're fun guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
each and every one of them, too, had a little personality for themselves. Yeah. I liked it. They were cool.
They're all very different in a cool way. So
their own vibe, if you will.
If you missed the show, the hour we spent with the plastic surgeons was fascinating.
Lit.
All the questions we got to ask and all the things they answered.
It was lit and lipoed.
Pun intended.
Or should I say lip?
All right, well, the question of the day is coming up next. Hold on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Harry Styles. I was just saying, where the hell did he go?
He's right here.
He must be working on an album.
He's on Kiss FM.
Thank goodness. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Happy... What day is it?
I don't know.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. So every day we try to wake you up with the question of the day.
Let's
and I want to know, DZ, where's one place you hope to visit before you die?
Ooh.
Because we've never talked about this on the air. And there's a lot of places I want to go. And, you know, I date, and this is one of the big questions. Where would you like to travel to?
Right.
Where have you been? Where have you not been? This is, one of the big questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know where I need to go. There's a lot of places.
You got your place up?
You've inspired me with what I'm going to add to my list.
Oh, snap. I wonder where.
Columbia.
Where?
I mean, Columbia was always, of course I'd go to Columbia, but it was never on my have to visit list.
Right. It'd be like, it'd be cool to go.
Yeah. It was more like, I have to see Italy. I have to see Spain.
Fair.
I have to see Greece.
Would love to be Portugal.
I've been to, you know, London. I've been to England. I've been to France. I've been to Paris.
You've been to a lot of cool places.
I've been cool places.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. Well, I've been to Ireland. So I've only been to three European countries, right?
Yeah.
Only three. However, that being said, There's so many more I want to go to.
There is.
But you really got me into the, you know, South America, Central. I want to go. There's so many more places I've added to my list now. And Colombia is one of them because of you, because you're Colombian.
Well, I appreciate that,
seriously,
man.
Because I want
to
go.
You can meet a lot of people and from a lot of different places and not necessarily be like, I want to go to where you're from.
Right.
But it's a huge nod to like me and honestly an honor to me and my culture for somebody to be like, bro, I would love to go to Colombia, and especially somebody I'm close to.
I would love to. I'm going with you.
Well, I was going to say, you know you got to go with me, though. I ain't going to let you go alone, because if you go alone, we're going to have some problems.
When's the last time you went to Colombia?
Man, when my grandmother passed.
When was that?
2019.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
But you know, I get it. You know, it's not just easy to pick up and go.
It's not.
Okay, so where's the one place that you'd hope to visit before you die?
Oh, well, see...
You have to pick one, everybody. I know this
only,
is hard.
Only one. Oh,
where
man.
Is one place you'd hope to visit before you die?
This is rough because hear me out.
I know
bro.
It's hard.
I want to go to like the Hawaii of the world. In my head, like it's going to disappear one day. It's sinking, right? It's going to be the Atlantis.
Hawaii's very nice. My sister Jenny got married there, so I was very lucky to have it not only paid for by Stan and Nancy because I couldn't afford it now. But I got to visit it. Hawaii's beautiful.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yeah. I know my wife would want to go to Hawaii too. Like, it seems like a cool thing to do, right?
Do it.
I also know my wife wants to go to Paris.
She wants
to see the Eiffel Tower.
So romantic.
That's not necessarily my trip, though. That might be a girl's trip where she goes for herself.
No, you should go with her.
I'm going to respect her. You know, like
just because of the romance factor. Well, I think it's a romantic city.
Go be romantic with your friends. Go ahead. I got the boys. No, this is a trip that she's been talking about with one of her best friends for like ever.
Oh, really?
So I don't want to like just jump on the trip unless I'm invited. Mm-hmm. So if you want to invite me.
And then you can go to the red light district, which is really just, you know, where you get to see all the boudoir shows.
The culture is cool. And
Moulin Rouge is the red light district kind of thing.
And we're off the beaten path people, so we definitely want to do stuff like that, right?
You would love it.
But then my wife is Irish. Her name is Erin.
Ireland.
I think I'm going to go with Ireland.
Listen.
Because that would be a huge like bucket list for her as far as like something cultural that she would want to actually go do.
Can I be honest?
What?
When I went to Ireland, I got bored.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. And I know people rave about Ireland. We didn't have enough. We stayed in Dublin too long. And Dublin turned into Chicago. And I went, I can't spend 5 days in Chicago. I can spend 2 days in Chicago. So Dublin got boring.
That's an interesting comparison.
We only went out to like the... to the Cliffs of Moher one day, which is beautiful.
They got an O'Hare over there too.
But I really wish I had gone to like the countryside because I was like, I'm bored. And I know that sounds crazy because people live to go to Ireland.
I love the countryside, but here
we should have done more.
I know my wife will have a great time and Ireland, they got golf.
You would have a good time golfing in Ireland.
You actually would.
Oh, it says, this must be Erin texting in. Your wifey's texting in.
Oh, am I just completely wrong here?
She said, I want to go to Ireland and Sabrina and I are going to Paris. You can come too, Daniel. So she said, you can come with to Paris.
Yes, I got the invite, y'all, just because I flexed her on air.
Yeah, exactly. Sherry in Caledonia said, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. I've been to Mexico and the Bahamas and Aruba, Jamaica, Serbia, Puerto Vallarta, Dominican Republic.
Dang.
Well, Puerto Vallarta is Mexico, same thing.
I mean,
Disney World. She said Hawaii is somewhere I've just wanted to go for some reason. Hawaii is a great place. Same thing with I want to go to Alaska. Like I've never done an Alaskan cruise.
Same.
My kids went to Alaska before me. That made me so upset with their father. They went on an Alaskan cruise. I went, really?
Let's go to Alaska without them.
Okay, fine.
Fine.
I'm in.
All right, you guys, you know we not.
The question of the, you know, I'm not leaving my babies.
You look away immediately and lie to my face.
Absolutely not.
Said, yeah, sure.
No, that's even more humbling when your kids have been somewhere you haven't. They've been to Canada and Alaska before me.
That's cool. That is cool, though. I like that. That means they're cultured and traveled, and it's like you're experiencing things that I haven't. I mean, I want to fight you for it. Good for you.
But I am happy they're having those experiences on someone else's dime for sure.
Good for you.
Where is one place you hope to visit before you die? That is the question today. Jody from West Allis said, I would love to go on an African safari. Yes!
We're coming with.
Yes. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We are talking about where is the one place you hope to visit before you die. Marie in Muskego texted in and said Australia.
That'd be cool.
She said, I have family over there. My hope is next year. Yeah, my brother-in-law is Australian, so my sister and her kids, they go for like a month at a time. I'm so jealous.
Let us tag along for a slice of that, bro. I only need about a week.
Thank you.
Maybe two.
Thank you. Liz and Racine. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Liz and Racine said, I would love to go to Aruba. Went there on my honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was very beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful. A long flight, but it was beautiful.
Aruba is very tropical, mm-hmm. nice and beachy. Wow.
A small island, though. So, again, I wouldn't do it for 2 weeks like we did.
A couple of days.
I would do a week.
A week tops.
2 weeks on an island, think about it. You run out of things to do. You're like, if you're not going to just lay in the sun, if you want to be active, find somewhere you can move around.
And you're going to do a couple things twice,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
That part.
I feel it. You
can only rent a Jeep so many times.
Wow, look. A coconut. Hey, look.
Wow.
A coconut.
Rocks. The beach again. Wow.
What do you know? A coconut.
Cammy's in Milwaukee. Cammy with a K. Let's go to her on two this morning.
Morning.
Hi, Cammy.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
What's the one place you want to go before you die?
So I grew up a theater kid, so anytime I can dress up for anything like that, I'm all in. And I would love to go to Scotland and do the Game of Thrones tour of like the castles and stuff where you can dress up and all that.
Yes.
Scotland would be a cool place to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same Ireland type vibes, you know, and not to disrespect nobody's culture, right?
Yep.
I know they're different, but still.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Good vibe. Good
vibe.
That's
a good
like
one.
That.
Scotland. That's the kind of stuff Owen says when you ask my 13-year-old. He picks countries like Scotland.
And cool pool to cosplay through the castles, right? Like, that makes it worth an experience, not just, like, going. Allie, like you said, like, you're going to get bored doing something that you're not doing anything in.
100%. Mm-hmm. You have to really want to lay on the beach in some places or you're going to get bored.
Nah. Good pool, Cammy.
All right. Thank you, Cammy.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Becky in Genesee said she would like to explore New Zealand by RV.
Ooh,
that
RV?
Would be... I feel like if you go to Australia, you need to do New Zealand because they're so close. You need to just do them both at once.
My thing with some of these countries, man, is that the wildlife be really wild and out there.
Mm, oh, come on. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Jenny got engaged in New Zealand because of her little perfect life with her Australian husband. They went to New Zealand and got engaged there at the seventh wonder of the world or
was
whatever.
Was it in an RV?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Oh, fair point.
Exactly.
Fair point. You know what? Let's go to Carrie in Waukesha, my girl. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. All right. Where do you want to go before you die? Tell us.
I would love to go to Tokyo. In high school, I went to an immersion school where you had to take two classes of a language each day. And so for the first 2 years, I took French for 2 hours. And then once I got to my junior year, I was like, I'm going to take Japanese. And although it's challenging, sensei that we had immersed us so much in the culture and just learning about everything and also experiencing the food, it made me want to go to Tokyo at some point in time.
You know Japanese?
Right.
A little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you go and feel comfortable enough to, like, travel without knowing anybody, per se?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
And there's also, if you go to Arlington Heights in Illinois, there's a place called Mitsuwa, which is a Japanese marketplace.
Oh.
So if you want a little bit of the Japanese experience and seeing what that's like, definitely check that out.
Okay. And some advice on it.
I like it.
I tried to learn Japanese for about a week when I was in, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
There's this girl that was into the anime thing, and I was like, let me learn
it for her.
Yeah, 13-year-old me trying to learn Japanese. Bro, I didn't get far.
Dude, I had a Japanese exchange student live with us in high school, and all I know is konnichiwa, which is hello. That's about it.
Domo arigato. That's about it.
That's
impressive. Only because of the Mr. Roboto follows immediately after.
Well, Japan's a good one. Tokyo, she says. All right. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Nikita,
Nikita from Racine said, I want to go to Egypt.
Africa would be cool, man. And I know a lot of y'all don't know that Egypt is in Africa.
You want to get on Morocco? I mean, you want to talk about some of the countries
we could talk about Africa? We could talk about the fact that some people think Africa's a country. It's a continent.
Yeah, that's another problem.
I want to visit the continent and many of the countries countries within that continent.
I don't even know which country I would go to for the African safari, but I know that I want to go on one, and I'm keeping it real right now with that one.
I would.
Do you know what I mean?
I would love to see Egypt. I definitely want to do an African safari.
But I don't know which country I'd be in if I did it. I tell you, I'm being honest, even though I know my geography.
And I want to hit South Africa too, bro. Thanks.
Let's go to Bella, our girl in Kenosha. We're talking about what is the one place you want to go before you die? You have to pick one. Jane in Caledonia said Italy. Yes. Hi, Bella. Bella.
Good morning. Oh, how are you?
No, my fault. Oh. I had a volume down.
Phew.
I was letting the song rock, though. Mm. I was thinking about milkshakes.
I'm sweet, but will throw hands.
Them sleepy hands is the most dangerous. Chill. All right.
Bella, where do you want to go? One place before you die.
I met an amazing woman on the airplane, and I would love to go visit her in Guam.
Oh.
Guam.
That is really random. I didn't see that one coming.
The are beautiful. The food, scenery.
Look at that water.
Amazing.
Polynesian vibe type island, correct? Am I wrong?
Oh, is it in the Pacific? Like out by, like, I'm guessing, like, Bali and all those?
Like Philippines.
Not Polynesian.
Thailand?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bragged on my geography. I have to Google it. Oh, it's out there way past the Philippines. Damn.
Yeah.
They had a military.
Super far.
They might still have a military base, but when I was in fourth grade,
I think they do.
One of our friends that, we were really close with got really sad one day and started crying. And then we're like, whoa, what happened? She dipped out of class, came back the next day. Turned out her and her dad, well, her family, everybody was moving to Guam because he was in the military.
That must be why Guam rings a bell, because we've heard it from the military.
100%.
Reasons.
That's the only reason I know about Guam.
I had a friend that got deployed there.
Yep.
He said the fishing is amazing, just the people are kind.
It's tiny.
And I mean, that's the kind of place I'd love to live. Yeah, I think you can get around it in like 3 hours. Circumference of it.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember she pen palled the class because she was really sad,
amazing.
Right? She wasn't sad for long. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we stopped getting them letters pretty quick, bro. She got busy out there, man.
Right.
She was like, oh yeah, Guam, I'm gone, man.
Well, and honestly, I'd hit up any of those places. Vietnam, Thailand, they're all supposed to be amazing, right?
Bucket list.
Absolutely.
List.
Yeah. And my neighbor's from Nepal. See, now I'm looking all over the map now.
I was trying to be smart in the first thing in the morning.
I would go climb Mount Everest. I wouldn't make it very far, but I would go to Nepal.
Dog, there's a new Burmese restaurant in Bayview I want to try.
Really?
Oh, yum. Ooh, now we're going off of places we're talking about food.
Bella, we got to go.
Bella, you know
have a good day, y'all. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Before we get to our last caller, I want to read a couple more. Adrian and Jackson said Sicily, where my great-grandfather came from. So a lot of Italy's.
Cultural.
Italy, got to do Italy.
Family, got to.
Where else do you guys want to go? Jocelyn from Racine said I would want to go to Mexico, and there is really no reason why. I think it would be cool, but if not, it'd be Hawaii. No, absolutely.
Mexico's cool. We do want to go. I'm not going to lie. As far as Mexico goes, I want to do the all-inclusive spot.
That's like kind of what I've done.
Resort vibe. That's what I want to do. Yeah, personally.
Although somebody I went to high school with, a girl I went to high school with, lives in Mexico City, has a business there, thrives. So.
Like anywhere you know, though, or anywhere you go, you got to know where you're going. So that's all.
Lindsay from Economwalk said I'd love to go to the Maldives. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay, last caller, Carl in Indianapolis. And Carl, don't say you want to go to Indy.
Mr. Gripo.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Carl, the question of the day is, where's the one place you hope to visit before you die?
Well, it's possibly a force to go because my girlfriend is from Sri Lanka.
Ah, you little Sri Lankan honeydew.
You better go there, seriously. Lori and Timberman said she'd love to go to the hot spas in Switzerland. Yes.
Yeah, we just got to drop Carl off in Sri Lanka on the way.
Yeah, it's like a 26-hour flight from here to Sri Lanka.
I would believe that.
Yeah, Carl, we're busy that day. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, can't make it.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So we get people that write us all the time. Yep. And sometimes it's for an Am I the Jerk. Yep. They email us Am I the Jerk, said Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Now, this is not Am I the Jerk.
It's
this
not.
Is What Would DZ Do.
This
but
is.
I'm telling you, because they do email us there, and then we look at it and go, this is a What Would DZ Do.
Well, and she even said, I don't know if this is an Am I the Jerk or a What Would DZ Do. She was conflicted herself.
And I think it's a What Would DZ Do.
I agree. DZ agrees.
Okay, so let's go ahead. This letter we got from a listener is definitely a What Would DZ Do. All right, go ahead. Because I vaguely remember reading it, but remind everyone and tell us what's the problem today.
Got you. Well, she starts off, says, hi, Allie and DZ. I love listening to you both.
Aw, thank you. Is she anonymous, or can we say her name?
No, she wants to be kept anonymous.
Damn,
she wants to be. So we'll figure the name out.
Hey,
we'll
girl.
Work it out. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Since we can't say your name. So, and like we mentioned, I have an Am I the Jerk or a What Would DZ Do already established. It's a What Would DZ Do.
Yeah.
And this is what she says.
Yeah.
She says, my husband and I have been married for 15 years. My husband has worked at the same place our whole relationship. He gets up super early in the morning for work, so he goes to bed earlier than I do. He goes to bed around 8 p.m. I stay up until around 10 p.m. I work later in the morning and get up around 6 a.m. while he gets up at 3 a.m.
Dang. So they have totally different schedules.
Yeah, opposite, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
But when he goes to bed, I watch TV in our living room with our bedroom door shut until I go to bed. On the weekend, he goes to bed no later than 9 p.m. So he doesn't throw his sleep schedule off, which I understand. That's important.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can do that quick.
Fine.
So I'll still stay up until 10, maybe a little bit later. Therefore, I like to sleep in on weekends until 8 or 9.
Oh, here comes the problem. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Yep, here
now
it comes.
You sense
now
it.
It's coming.
He can usually only sleep until 7. Instead of going out into the living room, though, to when he wakes up to watch TV, he turns on the TV in our bedroom, which wakes me up, and I can't keep sleeping. I've asked him in the past to please go watch TV in the living room on the weekends, as I don't sit and watch TV in our bedroom at night when he's trying to sleep. How do I ask my husband to watch TV in a different room while still sleeping in on the weekends?
Okay, so they have now I remember, they have totally opposite schedules.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know if she was a jerk. This is not an
this
Am I the Jerk.
This
is how do I get my husband to stop watching TV in the bedroom when I'm trying to sleep, right? Is
exactly.
that essentially what's going on?
That's exactly it.
Why is he staying on the weekend? Is he waiting to get some? Or I mean, what
no,
is that?
He's awake. He's
but
up.
He doesn't have to work.
He doesn't have to work. He's off.
So he's just laying in bed watching TV while
chilling.
She's sleeping.
He doesn't want to get up. He's still comfy in bed, mm-hmm. but he's wide awake now. Rather than getting up out his comfy warm bed, he's been starting his day. Arguably, he's going to turn on the TV, try
right.
to keep it low. And maybe I'm just assuming, or he doesn't keep it low and he cranks the volume and wakes you up.
This has got to be such an issue for couples. The do you watch TV? Do you not watch TV? How do you go to sleep? Do you
Does it bother your partner, right? Have they asked you before? And she has asked him before to go get up in the living room.
And he won't.
And he has.
But it's also the weekend and it's his house too. And he's laying in bed. But oh,
this
how
man
rude.
Be waking up at 3 a.m. normally.
No, hell
and,
no.
And when he wakes up on the weekend at 7,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are already awake at this
yeah.
time. You feel me?
Yeah.
This is a her problem. I think this is, what do we call her? She wants to be anonymous. What, TV Tammy?
I was going
to
say TV Tanya. TV Tammy.
TV Tammy. What do you like better?
Tanya. TV Tanya.
TV Tanya.
Okay, so TV Tanya wants him to leave the room to watch TV on the weekends when
mm-hmm.
he wakes up.
Mm-hmm. Call it a Saturday morning, 7 a.m. He's watching his Saturday morning cartoons, laying in bed.
Heather in Waterford texted in and said, wait till he goes to work and then remove the TV from the bedroom. Hashtag petty wife. Heather.
Dang, petty wife, petty life. What's that saying?
WXSSHT1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, so TV Tanya
mm-hmm.
needs help. What do you think she should do?
I think it's going to be really simply fixed.
Why?
Right? If you want to keep sleeping
uh-huh.
and he wants to be awake,
yeah.
there's two solutions. And you could fight me, you could agree with me, or you can do whatever you want. You could actually
choose to fight you today. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. What's the answer?
or you could chime in for yourself next, right?
Yeah.
That's the reality of this all. That you could do what you want.
What's
here.
Your answer?
My advice here, one, you get him a pair of headphones
mm-hmm.
and you connect them,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if it's the sound that bothers you, cool. For some people, it's the light, right?
Ah, is it the light? Is it the sound? Because somebody did text in and say, hey, so buy him wireless headphones to keep in the bedroom. But what if it's the light and all that?
Ding, ding, ding. If it's the light, that's another problem.
Yeah.
You can't necessarily fix that all too much, right? I also don't think you should be telling this man to get up out of bed on the weekends, right? But I don't think you should be getting up out of bed on the weekends.
Right.
If it's the light, you got to get yourself an eye mask, or you got to get up and you got to go lay in the living room.
Why does she have to do everything? He's the one being rude. Why can't he get up if he wants to watch TV or watch it on your phone like everybody else in 2025? Come on,
guy. Ruin your retinas with a screen 2 inches away from your face.
Correct. And get the radiation. Yes, correct.
That's Allie's advice.
What's your problem, my guy? Let her sleep. That would drive me crazy.
If you don't get your girl an eye mask and get yourself some wireless headphones, bro, call it a day.
So unfair.
But she's going to have to make moves. Think about it. You have to learn how to be copacetic in a house together. Mm-hmm. Y'all have been married for 15 years.
That's true.
This man did not just start watching TV on the weekends in the bedroom. This didn't just start yesterday.
McKenna and Germantown said, hide the remote. You guys get pettier by the minute, and I love it.
Make him get out of bed. Wow. He'll just download the Roku remote on his phone. You know what I'm saying?
Nicole from Kenosha said she loves the idea of taking the TV out of the bedroom.
Most people don't have a TV in their bedroom.
Anymore, yeah.
And quite frankly, we do, but we use it rarely. Rarely.
Candace from Grafton said, what would DZ do? Two words, mutual respect. No, well, that's not working out though, Candace.
It clearly isn't. The last 15 years have been okay, but we're on year 16 and now we got problems.
When you've been married that long, you have your petitious moments, let's be real.
This is one of them.
All right, 414-533-1037. I see all your texts coming in. The phones are starting to ring. We're going to talk to you guys and get your advice next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, you're in trouble, DZ. You're in trouble.
Why?
No wonder you said that she should get a mask and all this, and if it's the light and he can stay in bed. Because Aaron texted in and said DZ watches videos in bed loudly.
On my phone, though.
It doesn't matter. You're part of the problem.
I don't know what you're talking about, because this What Would DZ Do is not about me.
Is TV Tanya really Aaron in Bayview?
What? Man, get back. We got callers to get to. What are you talking about? It might as well be.
You loudly watch videos in bed? Oh,
listen,
you're in trouble now.
Aaron be sensitive than a mug. She'd be like, you're watching videos so loud.
Don't deflect.
It's already as low as I could possibly get, and me still hear it. And you know I got good ears.
No, you don't. This is why we scream everything, because we're deaf as hell.
I'm not.
All right, let's start with David and East Troy this morning. David and East Troy, I know.
Man, he be lying about where he's from.
I know, it's always changing. Maguanago, East Troy, Sheboygan, I don't know.
David.
I am not from Sheboygan, no.
David in Las Vegas.
Sheboygan.
That's right.
Sheboygan, bro. That's a new one.
All right.
That is a new one. I'm going to pocket that one. Thank you.
David, what's your advice now that we know DZ's also doing the same thing to his wife?
I wouldn't say so much.
That's not what Aaron said. Okay. So anyway, David, what's your advice?
Good morning, man.
So I'm going to side with Allie on this one. And Connor said, how dare you?
Connor.
How dare you disrespect
Because DZ's wrong, Connor. That's why.
My dog.
Connor, when you're in a long-term relationship and you got to share a bedroom, you'll understand. Anyway, David, go on.
So what? If she's doing it during the week, then the weekends are hers to sleep in. He's got to move, or she can just take the power cord off the back of the TV when he's not home.
I just think he should move, because I think he's being rude.
The weekends are both of theirs to sleep in.
Then go to the couch and sleep on the couch, my guy.
You don't think the dude that's got priority, or you don't think dude's got priority for waking up at 3 a.m. every single day when she sleeps in every single day?
No, because he's already awake. Let her sleep. She needs the rest. He got his rest in.
Okay, well, you know what's crazy? Is on the weekends when we're at home, what Aaron didn't say is, instead of watching videos on my phone, I get up with our boys and let her sleep and make sure they don't wake her up.
As you should.
So y'all better get up on
my bed.
Why should this be any different?
Why is he watching TV in the bedroom?
Thank you, David.
Just answered your own question.
DZ,
I don't know.
David, he just proved our point. Thank you, David. Have a good day. You just walked into that one, DZ.
Men get angry, start throwing things. No.
You know what? If you're so tough about it, bring the kids in the bed and wake Aaron up. I dare you.
I'd let him, bro. Don't tempt me.
I dare you.
What? She's just lucky I'm the one that wakes up at 4 in the morning and she doesn't, because I'm used to it and she's not.
Well, let's go back to the phones. Shakira in Plymouth, by the way, texted in and said they need a wireless headset to connect to the TV. Not all the TVs do, but newer ones do.
That might not be the only issue. The light might be the problem here, too. Mm. And I get that it's a respect factor of like, bruh, just get up and go to the living room if you are literally wide awake.
Go to Dolly in Milwaukee, who, by the way, is not called in a hot minute.
Dolly in Milwaukee?
I said, where have you been?
Let me dust this off for the one time.
How are you going to get a theme song and then wait 10 years to call back again?
Make you call 5 more days.
Dolly! Good morning.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning, Dolly.
Welcome back.
Hey.
It's good to hear from you.
Yep. All right. What's
I'm sorry, y'all. I've been working a different time schedule, so I was able to call in now. I'm sorry. I still love y'all.
We're just real ribbon, bro. We appreciate you.
You can listen different times. You can listen back on the app. Some people listen to the whole show on the app.
That's right.
And I didn't even think about that, but I work at a school, so I don't have time to do it.
Just put a little earbud in, man.
Exactly. Enough about earbuds.
That's
right,
literally.
Speaking of earbuds.
Listen on your way home from school, Ed, too. Dolly, okay, what's your advice? Because he is getting up and watching TV on the weekends, and she wrote in and she's had it. Yeah. She wants him to stop doing that.
Is he a problem? Sure. Is she a little sensitive about it? I think so. But it's been 15 years and she's like, all right, Poppy, enough.
What do you think?
Right. I just feel like it's a simple conversation. Like, okay, baby, come on now. It's the weekend. Can you either go in there, or if you want to spend time with me, I'll put the eye mask on so I don't see the lighting. Here's some headphones, because I'm sure everybody got newer TVs now. To where you can hook the headphones up to it. And just if you want to be with her, next to her, she can wear the eye mask, he can wear the earbuds, and it's a compromising type of day.
Thank you. So. Hey, Dolly, thank you for saying that, because that is exactly what it is for me, and I'm sure this is exactly what it is for TV Tanya's husband. I just want to be next to my wife sometimes.
That's all it is. He want to be next to her. That's all. And I'm pretty sure.
Thank you, bro. Even if she's just laid up, farting next to me, hanging out.
Okay, now you're pushing it.
Morning breath hot.
Now you're being passive aggressive. Right. Dolly, I got to deal with him. Hold on. Aaron's going to light you up when you get home today, DZ. That's it. Fight at your house later.
All I'm saying is I still want to be next to my wife in the morning
sometimes. It's the weekend. Yep. You ain't seen each other all week.
For real.
I'm sure they work.
For real.
Being laid up next to each other, watching your favorite show and her taking a good old nap. Just a good old compromise. Headbuzz and sleeping bag.
Well, some people don't want compromise, because some people text it and that's it. Divorce.
Oh, Lord.
All right, if that will make you get a divorce, something is wrong.
The 15 years wasn't worth it. Y'all just going to cut it. Dang, Dolly.
Dolly, we love you.
We appreciate you.
Don't be a stranger.
I love you guys, too.
Talk to you soon.
Let's go.
Bye, youngins. Bye, the babies
in the background. Whoever texted in, y'all need couples counseling. No, you just need to go to the other room like a normal person. That's all.
A husband's favorite pastime is annoying his wife. Well, let's just be honest. It is what it is.
Fine.
We're children at heart. Y'all can't get around it.
Go to Zilla in Milwaukee. Fine.
Zilla the killer.
Zilla.
What's happening?
What up? What's your advice?
I mean, it's a two-parter, because, like, DZ, I am guilty of watching my phone at the lowest volume. Like, I don't understand how her hearing is that good, because I will say things to her and she doesn't remember
it. Man, are we married to the same woman, bro?
I don't know, maybe.
This is a chill out. Go ahead.
It's go to the other room, watch TV.
Thank you.
I mean, I understand wanting to be by your wife.
Sure.
Spend time with her, but, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Hey, happy spouse, happy house.
Yeah, you got to both be happy, Zilla. Come on now.
That's true.
I know that's a new one for a lot of y'all.
Hold on, though. You guys are reminding me why I like being single. I'm not going to lie, because as much as you love having a partner, these are the moments where you want to kill somebody. You know what I mean? Where I get in the bed and I got a remote. I got my snacks. I've got everything I need right there. My phone and my charger. Nobody bugs me. Nobody tells me to move. Nobody tells me when to turn the TV off.
Ain't nobody hogging blankets.
I'm not saying I don't get lonely once in a while, but I'm saying you guys are reminding me why I enjoy
when it comes to doing what you want to do in your own space.
Me and my bed, we're in our own little affair.
I do the same thing to her. When I want to go to bed, turn the TV off, go in the other room if you want to watch TV.
Fair.
So I give her the same respect in the morning.
Yeah,
she's still sleeping, and plus If I wake her up, she's just going to be crabby the whole day.
Dude, so I'm not.
There you go.
My boy.
Say less.
I ain't dealing with it.
Nah, happy wife, happy life on the double salute for that one. Yes, sir.
Whoever so just go get up. Just get up. They said that's what subtitles are for. You know what? Well said.
Y'all be trying to read and watch, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's too early for all that. My eyes be crusty.
Okay, bye, Zilla. Have a good day.
Later, fam. You too, man. Talk to you soon.
Courtney texted in. She said she's being respectful of his sleep during the week by watching TV in the living room. He needs to respect her, too. Solid
that
point.
That is a very solid point that I kind of clearly glazed over.
Or,
I apologize.
Thank you. Or she could, you know, do him dirty and just at night come in and turn it up.
Cut the TV on and be like, I just want to lay next to you, baby.
If you really want to get petitious.
I mean, if we want to get petitious, listen, I'm not here for that answer as far as like showing him what he's doing to you. Okay.
Somebody said sleep in different rooms. Some couples do because of snoring and things like that.
Exactly.
But
you got your CPAP machine.
You
got
to make sure you don't lose the oomph, the spark, then you become roommates and the love is gone. You got to be careful with that.
You can push the bed away, but make sure you connect it back together.
Make sure you spend a little bit of time before you go to your own rooms. Amanda's in Racine. I can only imagine what this one's going to say.
Oh,
Lord help us.
Lord help her.
Amanda.
Oh, she's on one.
Definitely. Woo. All right, girl.
I'm hype.
Wow. Is this a problem for you, Amanda? Does your husband do this to you?
Not exactly. I'm the one normally that has to get up. But I will say, we used to have a TV in our bedroom, and there's really no point of it. Just get rid of the TV, is what I would say.
You have your phone now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Touché. Well, and you could just go in the living room like everybody else said.
Yeah, fair
Thank
enough.
Thank you.
He can just get up, bro. I was trying to justify my dog over here, but ain't no way, man. Ain't no way.
Earplugs and, I mean, eye masks, they don't work. I know from experience. My friend, I used to go to their house, and she'd blast the lights. Blast the music, literally, at like 12 in the morning. And I couldn't sleep in that. What in the world?
See, then we're getting problematic. Now we're throwing hands.
Yeah, Emily in Menominee Falls said, bed is for sleep and fun only. He needs to leave.
Yes, he likes to watch TV for fun. What you talking about?
In the living room where he belongs. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Aw, 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
You know we cannot get into Am I the Jerk today without an update from yesterday because we had my son Hudson on the phone, my 11-year-old. He's in fifth grade.
11-year-old with a job.
Oh, he's got a J-O-B for real.
He's a grown man.
He went to BizTown yesterday, which I love. If you don't know what BizTown is, it's really cool. It's put on by Junior Achievement of Wisconsin, and they have this big warehouse. It's like a fake city, and they have real businesses in there, like a Culver's, Fox 6. They have a radio station. A Harley Davidson was in there when we went by.
They should do an adult day so that adults just try random other careers.
We could try careers.
That'd be fun, right? Like, be DJ for a day. Be a banker. Work at Culver's.
Genius.
Work on motorcycles. They should do an adult day because they do the middle school and then like high school too, right?
Different schools do field trips there and they get to work for the day.
This would be lit for
That's
some adults too.
Smart.
I would act like I'd like this. This
to
would
try
be cool.
Something.
I'm totally into this.
Well, you know what? Hudson had BizTown yesterday.
That's right.
His fifth grade, all three classes got to go, his entire grade, and he's on the phone. So let's pull him up. Hi, Hudson. Good morning.
Hi.
What's good, nephew?
We're all dying to know how was BizTown because I even wasn't home when he got home from school.
Fun.
Wait.
Why are you sounding like that, bro?
What's wrong?
Bro, you got to be, bro.
Clear
your throat.
Hudson.
Take sips some water.
What do you mean? I didn't see you when you got home from school. I was gone. We had a work event. And then I saw you last night and we talked a little. So what's the problem?
I just know you had a blast. Come on.
Nothing.
Okay,
Hudson.
Then. So how did it go?
How'd it go?
Why are you being so coy?
Nothing.
He doesn't want to talk about
Huddy
it.
Boy, what's my Hudson, word?
Hudson, okay, Hudson, can I tell the story?
No.
You should not be. This is a great story, Hudson. So you had interviewed to be the on-air personality, which is,
Stop talking about it.
Okay, I'm not going to stop talking
all right,
about it.
All right.
I have to tell the story now because now we're too far in.
People are invested, man.
Don't
we want to know
up.
How it
we'll
went.
Hang up.
Okay, hang up, and then call back in 2 minutes when I'm done telling the story. Okay, hang up.
You think he hung up?
Yeah, he hung up. Oh, geez, he hung up. Okay, listen.
Oh, he hung up, man.
You guys, listen. He was bragging on the air about how he was going to be better than me at my job because he got the gig of on-air personality.
Right.
And when you and I went to BizTown, we saw there's a little radio station.
They got a whole setup.
Yeah, and they also have a Fox 6. He was hired to be on Fox 6.
He wasn't on
he
radio?
He was the TV. And
he
I
was
said,
news?
So he tells me this last night. I go, Hudson. I go, dude, that's a step up.
That's still cool,
I go,
bruh.
Everybody wants to be on TV. I go, do you understand
was
how
Was he the
cool?
weather guy? Was he like Rob Haswell? That's my dog.
He wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Call back. And I'm going to text him again. Call back,
you
please.
You thought you were going to be the radio personality, but you're the TV personality,
bro. I told everybody that I was going to be better than you. See if that's him. Go ahead. Hit the phone. Hi, Kiss FM. Please be Hudson. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, thank
yeah,
goodness.
He's back. There he
Hi,
is.
Honey. Okay, so listen, dude. Do you know when I grew up, I wanted to be on TV? I didn't think I was going to
okay,
do radio.
Okay,
And I ended up on the radio, and because I wasn't good enough for TV, wink, wink.
See, you're good enough for TV,
even though
my
I've
boy.
Done TV. You're better than me. You are better than me, Hudson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, at least tell us how it went. If you're not, we don't have to talk.
Well, yeah, we don't have to talk.
Did you do the news? Were you the weather guy? Like, what did you do?
You don't want to talk about
you
it.
You don't want to talk about
nah,
it.
No, you don't want to talk about it. Did you at least have a good day? Did you have fun at BizTown being the TV personality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. That's all that matters, okay. man. If you had fun as a TV personality, mm-hmm. cool. If you don't want to share the experience,
that's
we
fine.
Understand, Papa.
Did you buy anything with the fake money they give you?
They gave him fake money?
Oh, yeah. You gotta go check. You gotta cash it in at the bank. Hudson.
You ain't spent your bread, bro?
He did. He spent $2, he told me.
Yeah, what? I spent two bucks because I could use my normal debit card, which I already had.
Wait,
you use real money?
Wait, they took real money?
No.
Oh, now I'm just confused.
Now I'm more confused. You told me you went and bought a popcorn and a lemonade. Not true?
With the fake money they gave
that's
you.
That's true.
He had to go turn there because it's a little fake town. So you go and you make
and
money.
And then I went over to Fox News where they were giving away shout outs.
Oh. And?
And I bought some shout outs.
You bought shout outs?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
There we go. Well, shout outs for who?
Who did you shout out? Yeah, I got questions. Go on.
I don't really know if they want their name to be said on the
fair
air.
Fair enough. You know fair, what? You're fair. Right. Keep your friends off of the
That's
air.
That's respectful, man. Fair you're enough. A smart kid, dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then I said to Hudson last night, I said, do you know Fox 6? And he goes, it's iconic, Mom. I said, iconic like Kiss FM is in this city, baby.
That's why I'm asking, bro. Like, I know you wanted to be
Allie
and
Why wouldn't I know Fox 6?
Thank you.
I don't know because, I don't know, we don't have cable. But sometimes it's iconic and you're in the studio and you see Fox on our TV sometimes.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so question. Were you Rob Haswell or were you Carl Deffenbaugh? I gotta know.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The male one.
They're both males.
Were you the weather guy
or
were you
Rob
the news
Haswell.
Guy?
Okay, he's Rob Haswell.
I was a weather guy and a news guy.
You were Rob Deffenbaugh.
Nice.
Carl Haswell.
Nice. Hudson, you know what? I'm proud of you because not everybody that wants to be on TV and the radio has the personality
true.
For it. And
very
I hope
true.
You understand. It takes a very special person to do these jobs.
Hey,
so be proud of that.
Something?
I don't know. Can you?
So as the on-air personnel, I'm not going to say may I, okay? So as the on-air personality, I actually had a second on-air personality who's actually the first on-air personality.
Okay.
But she didn't really get to do her job that much.
Oh.
Was it a busy day
it
or
must
what?
Must have been very busy in the newsroom.
No, her task card, well, we all have like these task cards that we had to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the most random side quest that she had to do.
Like, side quest.
She had to go get something from Lube Tech, which was closed.
Ah, you
oh,
guys,
so she had trouble.
They had jobs on the
mm-hmm.
side. It's like a real day.
Well, like she just had to like go to other businesses and do like random things.
She had to problem solve some things too. So I get it. You
and
had
finally,
to step
like,
up.
And finally, like an hour later, she came back. And took my job.
First of all, you're co-anchors, okay? She didn't take your job.
Took
there was
my job.
Two of you got chosen to be the on-air personalities.
This kid is great.
He's hysterical. Hudson, I miss you so much. You know what? I'll see you after school. We got to get a day on by the jerk. Thank you for at least sharing
right.
a little bit about BizTown with
you're
us.
Welcome.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I could have let him keep going, but we got to get a day on by the jerk. Dude, so he was like so upset last night because he goes, I bragged about how much better I was than you. And I go, you're still better than me. You're going to come in this summer and be on the air.
That's right.
I'm telling him everything he needs to hear, you know?
And that's right. I mean,
I felt so bad.
I get it in some sense of like a childhood embarrassment of like, oh, man, I got it. Oh, man, I goofed it up.
I thought I was the DJ and now I'm the on. But I said, you're on TV.
You're on TV, dude. Man. You got a great personality for radio, but you got a face for TV,
kid. Either one of those is a good job.
You're a good looking kid, my boy. Embrace it. They picked you for television.
Good genes, baby.
That's right. That's right. Embrace it, man.
Face card valid. Is
As they say.
All right. Unfortunately, he didn't dress to be on TV, but that's another topic. All right. You ready to get into Am I the Jerk?
He was in soft pants?
I'm sure he went in sweatpants thinking he was the DJ.
Say less. Another conversation.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into Am I the Jerk.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, somebody wrote in and wants to know if they're the jerk for not telling their parents they got kicked out. Hold on.
Wait.
They're old enough to drive. I know this much. I don't know the age.
Wouldn't they be the ones kicking you out?
No, because they were at their grandmother's house. Good question.
Oh.
This is what they wrote, like a true teen. So it's got to be somebody, I'm assuming, 16 to 19 age range.
Copy.
They said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not telling my parents I got kicked out? They said, okay, so last week I went and visited my grandmother at her house in Oklahoma. I was upstairs talking to one of my friends I have at grandma's house, and he didn't believe I could jump high enough to touch the ceiling, which is 9 feet tall. So I tried, but I couldn't touch it the first time. I love how this is written.
You can't dunk, got it.
It says, I tried a couple more times, but still couldn't get it. But I knew I was getting close. My friend said he knew I couldn't do it, and that just made me really want to do it more, so I kept jumping.
Gotta run and start now.
Eventually, Grandma came upstairs to tell me to stop jumping because it was too loud. Relatable. And then this person says, I understood this and said I would try and keep it down with hitting the floor because I have the ability to dampen the sound of myself impacting the floor. And she said, okay.
Soften your knees. That's all. I get what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where he's at.
She goes back downstairs. I start jumping quietly, and then I hear the sound of the door to get to me where my friend and I were hanging out, and I just assumed one of my siblings was coming upstairs, but boy, was I wrong.
Oh, was it Nana again?
Yep. Grandma comes storming up the stairs, absolutely livid. She then begins berating me about how I'm so loud and how dare I disrespect her in her own home.
Yep.
I say that she said it was okay to jump because I said I would make it quieter. And she said she didn't care. And here's where I might have been the jerk. Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay,
it wasn't the jumping.
It wasn't the jumping?
She goes downstairs and I jump as hard as I possibly can.
Competitious. Okay.
Come on.
Oh, bye-bye.
She kicks me and my friend out of her house and tells both of us to go home. I then get in my car and drive the 12 hours it takes to get me home.
Oh, I forgot he was
in
Oklahoma.
That's why I said it's somebody old enough to drive from Oklahoma. So maybe 19-ish, maybe.
Hey, but you got kicked out of grandma's.
Yep. I get home and right around now is when my mom calls to ask why I'm getting home early without telling them. And I say, Grandma kicked me out. They are livid with me for getting myself kicked out of my grandma's house and then driving home without saying a word to them. And I say, I didn't know I had to. Now I'm at home thinking, and I can't help but feel kind of like a jerk. Am I the jerk? So we get why he or she, I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl.
I'm assuming it. Nah, this is young man energy.
Okay, fine. So his name is Jumpin' Jack.
Jumpin' Jack is so good. Okay.
Jumpin' Jack jumps and jumps until Grandma kicks him out of the house in Oklahoma. He drives all the way home and doesn't even tell his parents he's headed home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an age where they would at least want to know. And I would want to know if my kid was getting in the car for 12 hours. Why would you not tell me?
And even if the kid sure is like 19, 20-ish, mm-hmm. say whatever, right? I'd like to know what's going on. And if you're on a 12-hour trek, a lot of things can happen. Mm-hmm. And I know the saying goes, most accidents happen closest to home or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you're furthest from home is when a lot more can go wrong too, dog.
Shoot. Is Jumpin' Jack the Jumpin' Jack the jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out and drove 12 hours back to Milwaukee?
We don't know how old Jumpin' Jack actually is.
No,
right?
But he was old enough to be at grandma's house during the week, or maybe it wasn't the week, maybe it was, we don't know, for 12 12 hours.
Doesn't
you
go to school, though, clearly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, got to be old enough
let's
to
say like
either
19-ish.
Let's ballpark they at least are 18, grown enough.
But still
enough,
under mom and dad's roof.
Right.
So still owes them some awareness of what he's doing.
Could be in his early 20s, but I really highly doubt that, to be completely honest with you, with this kind of energy.
Well, the way it's written, it's not a 30-year-old.
It's not a 30-year-old, and it ain't somebody that's had a career.
But it's not a 12-year-old either.
That part. Whew. Man, hear me out. At what point do you become an actual adult, right? Because he was over there goofballing with a friend.
Right.
At grandma's house. Mm-hmm. This is child energy. Mm-hmm. You're still technically under somebody else's domain, rule, and regulation.
We know he's a jerk for jumping on the ceiling. That's not even a question.
No, what we're asking is he the jerk for not telling his parents that he was coming home? Mm-hmm. Basically, that's
essentially,
what it comes
to. Essentially, just driving 12 hours.
Yeah, drove 12
that's
hours.
That's a lot.
Didn't say he had gotten kicked out of grandma's house until he was basically walking in the house like, hey, y'all.
Oh, listen to this. Sarah in Kenosha said, major jerk. My grandma would have done worse than just kick me out. Should have told his parents, too. All around jerk behavior.
Maybe he was worried about the repercussions. I think he was just worried about getting home, bro. It's a 12-hour drive. I'm surprised he even did it. That was petty to do itself.
How much energy you have when you're 19?
Sure, but driving 12 hours straight, bro? Okay, good.
Mimi in Milwaukee said, definitely a jerk. Very disrespectful. Pretty big audacity for such a childish young adult.
Yeah. And then to drive home after that,
and
man.
And then not tell your parents, and your mom calls and she goes, what do you mean you're back in Milwaukee? How did you even get home?
But you're an adult. You're an adult. You went to visit family alone. You come home alone.
You are an adult.
If he had decided to just up and leave and didn't feel good and wanted to drive home, should he have still communicated with his mom and dad? Mm-hmm. Or could he have just made the drive and then got home and been like, hey, sorry, I just didn't feel good. Came home. I'm going to lay down.
I don't know. Ashley in Milwaukee said, what about his siblings? How are they getting home? We don't know and we don't care.
Let's forget them siblings.
Forget them kids. We're not worried about them right now. We don't know. This is all I have is a submission they sent
in. This is about Jumpin' Jack, okay?
Jumpin' Jack.
This is about Jumpin' Jack.
414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out of grandma's house and then driving all the way home?
12 hours.
I love it out the end. He's like, no, I'm kind of thinking.
Well, I'm
was I the jerk?
What do y'all think?
And I agree. Wedding grandma didn't call anybody because
nobody,
they're an adult.
But nobody called.
Communicating.
Nobody called nobody. Why is it on the child, quote unquote, when this child is an adult?
Fair enough. All right. You know what? Fair enough. All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Jumpin' Jack, we call him. He wrote in and wants to know if he's a jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out of grandma's house. He then drove 12 hours from Oklahoma back to Milwaukee
after he
got kicked out.
I checked. He did go to Oklahoma. It's a 12-hour drive.
Hours?
It's 12 hours.
Oh, my gosh. And we don't know the exact age. We're assuming 19-ish.
Old enough to just go visit grandma for a weekend or whatever,
fine.
Bro. For 12 hours? Bruh.
All right, let's go to Jamila in Johnson Creek this morning. Hey, Jamila. How the
morning.
Outlet's doing?
What's the deal's like?
How are you guys?
Good.
We're
happy
good.
To hear from you.
And I'll be there soon because the kids will need new pairs of Crocs. They always make me go to the
Crocs. Absolutely.
Croc outlet. Oh, yeah. Lord.
All right. Anyway, where was I? Okay, Jamila, jerk or not the jerk?
I say not the jerk. We've all been 19 or 18 or however old this person is. And we do immature things. So I'm not excusing the situation, but I myself had a situation like this. Not similar. I should clarify that. My husband and I, when we were dating, we decided to take a little break. And I was 20, and I drove from Wisconsin all the way to Miami. Now, that's 24 hours.
Wow, yeah. For real, that's a drive.
That's
And you
far.
Didn't tell anybody?
No, I didn't tell my parents. I showed up, and they kind of were like, hello, hi.
Who are you, and what are you doing here, and why do you look like our daughter?
Yeah, no, for
right,
real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, eventually the truth comes out. But sometimes, you know, you're 19, you're like, the hand, you know, the world's in my hands, and I
thinking.
Can do whatever I want. It's just, it's the mental state of a 19-year-old.
And the immaturity
selfish.
Might drive you to not say anything because you're like, well, I don't want to be treated like a child because I got kicked out of grandma's
you're
house.
You're not thinking about anybody.
Exactly.
Or you're subconsciously not telling your parents because you know they're going to snap.
That part. That's why I'm like, you don't want to be treated like a child.
Yes, and if your parents are Latino or Latina, I mean, you know that, hey.
You getting that chancla whipped your way.
Yep. Shoot in the head. All right. Good to know. Jamila, you said not that. She said not the jerk because she would have done and did.
She's been there. Similar.
The same thing.
Not the same, but similar.
All right, fine. Thank you for calling.
Respect it.
Bye. Love you guys.
We love you too.
All right. Let's go to Roger, our boy in Milwaukee, and see what he thinks. Hi, Roger.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Allie Deasy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you know now, you know.
Hey, wepa. Good morning.
All right, Roger, what do you think? Is Jumpin' Jack the jerk for not telling his parents he got kicked out and driving home?
It's two jerks in this position. The kid is a jerk and the grandma's jerk.
Oh, nobody come on.
Nobody knows.
That is true. Fair. Grandma, this is a situation where everybody was in their fields for sure. Because nobody called nobody.
Right. Fair enough.
Grandma really didn't have to kick him out. That is true. That's valid.
Yeah, but he was jumping and he wouldn't stop. And she told him to knock it off.
That's her grandbaby. Why would granny kick him out knowing he'd got nowhere to go on a 12-hour trip? The lesson is what? I ain't going to let you stay here for jumping and being safe?
Well, being a grandparent's different than being a parent.
You got to let him do more. Exactly. Grandparents normally don't care.
She's like, this is not my problem. Go grandparents. Your parents.
The grandparents are the ones that'll bring a trampoline inside the house for the grandchild, but yell at the kid for bringing in shoes inside the house.
Fine, but I love it how Roger can't get a word in edgewise because you and I are arguing.
Roger started this.
Yeah,
it.
Roger, what?
Wait a minute. Did DZ just call this 18-year-old a child? No.
No.
Grandma kicked him out
right.
Because he wasn't listening. You already know. DZ, you can't go to your grandma's house at 18. You can't go to your grandma's house at 5 and
listen,
though,
but I didn't take my laundry home for many years after I turned 18. I'm not going to lie, Roger.
See,
Roger.
Showed
up with the laundry basket like, hi, Mom.
Mommy.
Okay.
But they didn't really look at the danger he put himself into.
No.
I mean, you know, anything could have happened in those 12 hours and nobody knows.
I do agree completely.
Okay,
you got
me back around with safety and now mom's back.
Mama bear. So he says jerk, though.
Yeah.
All right, Roger.
All right, you guys. Have a good day.
You
much love,
too.
Man. Peace. Glad to hear from you. Happy to hear you doing better.
Yes. He was sick. Everybody's been so
sick. He was
sick.
Big sick.
Last but not least, let's go to Anna in Milwaukee, who has her own theme song. And I know her boys are older now because she's listened for so long. I remember when they were little. They're like, you know, what, maybe 20s now? All right, go ahead. Let's ask her. She may really have a good opinion on this. Anna.
She's the decider. We're split.
How old are your kids?
They're 22 and 26 now.
She knows. She's right in this wheelhouse.
Grown-ish babies.
Thinking they can drive 12 hours.
Are any of them still living at home?
One of us, my 22, yeah.
Okay, so let's say...
This is you.
Is he the jerk for not telling him they got kicked out?
Yeah, to me he's a jerk, yeah. Because like you said, 12 hours is a long drive. You know, here I'm thinking you're at grandma's house, but yet you're driving somewhere.
I
think the grandma is also a jerk because it's like, why aren't you telling, hey, I kicked him out. He's on his way home, I think, or something like that.
Right.
Or
there was no communication.
Maybe grandma wasn't thinking he was going to drive home. Mm-hmm. Grandma was thinking he was just going to go to the friend's house, spend the night, and then come back over in the morning or something. But no, grandbaby out here got petty back and was like, fine, I'm driving the 12. I'm going to gas up and go.
Lori in Cedarburg texted in and said, I know someone this happened to. He's the jerk. Dang, maybe you know this person, Lori.
Hey, but not Anna.
Yeah,
Anna
and it's
really...
So, you know, and like I would tell my kids, you know, you live in my house. It's just a common courtesy to tell me, hey, I'm doing this.
Sure.
So then I don't, you know, you don't worry about, like I said, like what if I woke up and you got into an accident? I'm thinking, how did that happen?
Right.
You hate to hear my house, my rules, but it really is my house, my rules.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, so that's it. Yeah. It's a jerk move then.
Jerk move.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anna, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Love
Bye.
You guys.
We love you back. Have a good day.
Love you too. I love it how all of our listeners are really in the mode of saying love you.
It's heartwarming, ain't it?
You know, because if your parents don't say love you, at least Allie and DZ do. You know, the people that become adults and get real mad at their parents because they never heard I love you.
I didn't grow up hearing I love you a lot
you
as
didn't?
A kid. No,
really?
not necessarily. As I got older, I was more conscious to say it and then they kind of reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like an emotion that we outwardly spoke to one another. Mm. It was more shown, right?
My
love was shown.
My mom said it. My dad did not. And I'll never forget as when I was an adult when my dad said it for the first time and I almost fell over. And it was one of those where, you know, my mom had been like, you better start telling your daughters I love you.
Because they had a deep talk of like, we don't want to one day, whatever. Yeah.
I don't remember feeling like my dad didn't love me. I knew he loved me. It just wasn't said.
It wasn't said. Yeah. And I remember one day I was like, no, we got to say it.
Yeah.
Had a moment. I was like, man, I felt grown. Talking about, you know, being grown-ish in your 19, 20s, 21s, yep. right? And I was like, no, I need to start saying it more. You never even know, right? My brother had passed. Other friends had passed. And I was like, bro, I didn't tell any of these people enough that I loved them. So I got to tell those in my circle that I love them more. And that's when I started telling people Hey, love, man. Love you. I love you, dog.
It took
all
some
that.
Losses for you to really say it more.
It really
well,
did.
And, you know, it's another thing, too, with some people overuse I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about when you're early in relationships and everybody wants to throw it around. I'm like, hold on. And then you got the people who don't say it at all. And it's just, you
I
know.
Mean, is it L-O-V-E or are you just saying it with a L-U-V? Because there's a difference.
Well, if you ask my son, they only say L-U-V.
Well, there's a difference. L-O-V-E is way too serious. And if you capitalize the L, oh my Lancer.
It's funny that you're talking about mental health somewhat here, DZ.
A little bit, yeah.
Because I actually wanted to transition here and tell you something that happened when I was at therapy this week.
Oh, okay, cool.
I wanted to talk about this. So, yeah, right now, absolutely.
All right, let's get it right now.
By the way, it's jerk. We already, we wrapped that up, right?
Oh, that was been done.
We're way done with that jerk. Okay, fine. You're like, Allie, move on. Okay.
I was like, huh?
Okay, so you know
Should
how,
I play the intro?
No, shut up. Can't stand you. Okay, listen. Listen to me. We're moving on. I really wanted to share this, and I didn't realize I wanted to share it on the air till I reread it in my notes on my iPhone, because, you know, we keep a lot of notes now if you have that. And when my therapist said it to me on, what day was I there? Monday. And it stuck with me, because she always gives me these sayings, you know, and it's like, from her I learned that shame is one of the things you want to stay away from. If you don't want to be ashamed of things, because shame is what makes you hate yourself.
Shame.
So
yeah.
If there's something you're ashamed of, then you have to just own it and accept it and feel it out and move on with your life, because otherwise that shame eats you alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're doing behaviors you don't like, whether you say or do something you don't like.
Thoughts you don't, yeah.
Thoughts, you have to accept it and work through it, or because shame will eat you alive.
Shame will consume you.
Mm-hmm. So I had told you, you've been going through a lot, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She did say, before I tell you what she said that stuck with me, she did, when, as soon as I walked in on Monday, she goes, I just want to tell you, DZ, that show was amazing. When DZ opened up about losing Elsie and losing your daughter, and she goes, you guys are something else, and like in a good way. She said it, she was very proud of us for some of the mental health stuff we do. And I said, yeah, I said, DZ, sometimes he opens up and it's beautiful. And then he shames himself for it. And I get so mad at him that he goes backwards and goes, I shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, yes, you should have. That was amazing when you shared that grief with everybody, because you helped people and you didn't even know you were, even though it was therapeutic for you.
Sure.
And we forget people are listening. It's amazing what you do for other people when you share those kinds of things, because people go through that stuff.
It's so awkward and uncomfortable to be, you know, that open, and mm-hmm. especially with something that genuinely causes you so much pain,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I don't know how else to say, besides it feels detrimental mentally
mm-hmm.
to think about it or feel like I'm talking about it or, you know, opening up about it. So opening up about it, as good as it feels, it equally just kind of, you know, closes me up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a catch 22, and mm-hmm. and opening up about it
yeah.
doesn't necessarily bring me a certain, like, the relief that you want.
Mm, you
if
don't
that
feel
makes
better
sense.
Afterwards, you feel worse.
No, I wouldn't say I necessarily feel worse, but I definitely don't feel better.
Interesting.
Right? Like,
yeah.
and I am waiting for the, you know, better days to come, and some days are better than others. I'm not trying to lie and capture
nobody
about any of that.
You're going to have bad days your whole life. Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically with talking about Elsie, it is one of those things that what brings me shame isn't talking about her. What brings me shame is like the pain, and I feel
it's
like
the vulnerability.
The vulnerability and the headspace it puts me in, that I feel like I can't control that emotion of myself.
She said, my therapist said, your vulnerability was amazing. And
well,
just
I appreciate that.
And how, you know, much, how grateful, you know, she was that you do that. Because I just wish. I understand what you're saying, though. Maybe it'll take some more of you talking. I'm just happy that you feel safe and, like, in a safe spot, you know, to talk to me about it. And I love that.
Because obviously, if I didn't, I wouldn't, right?
Yeah, 100%.
On air or to anybody else. Like, mm-hmm. if I felt like I needed to close this off to the world, but I know that's not what I need to
mm-hmm.
do. I know that's not what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
I just also
mm-hmm.
don't feel that, like, that
it reminds
conscious
people
relief.
They're not alone, though. People
right.
that are going through this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And we all go through different things. I've gone through my my own, we all go through our own traumas, you know, and they're all different.
Yep.
Whether it's you losing a child or you lost a brother. We haven't talked about that.
Almost
we don't
losing
have,
my wife.
Yeah,
like,
almost losing your wife.
You want to talk about losing people, bro?
You've been through a lot of that.
I mean, I've never spoken about, I mean, hey, sure, why not? I've never spoken about all of the people I've lost in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like straight up, between my grandfather, between my aunt, between my uncle almost passing away, between my cousin, very suspicious passing in prison, right? That they labeled a suicide. That's
in Colombia.
That's now open as a murder investigation.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Sorry,
I'm never going to make you tell this stuff, but if you want to, we're all listening.
No, bro,
no,
like,
because you've been going through a lot. Yeah.
The shame that brings me is like, it feels like, how do you explain to somebody so many things going wrong and still being so positive, right? Quote unquote, when you don't necessarily feel it. Bro, like, my dad is sick. There's so many things going on that you just, man.
You lose hope.
You lose a lot of hope, man. I ain't lost faith, but I lost a lot of hope.
And that's where we talk about hope. You always hear them talk about hope with mental health, because I've been in those dark places. You know, I have done so much therapy. I remember when I was getting divorced, it was so traumatic for me. I went to outpatient. I went in. I had Hudson, which it's ironic. Hudson asked me the other day about it. He was like, when did you guys get divorced? They ask me this all the time. And I'm like, it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. They're trying to do math.
They're doing the math. And he's like, you know, well, hold on. Because we were looking at old pictures. And he says, I said, that's the three of us. And he's like, it was just me, you, and Owen when I was born. I'm like, well, no, your dad was around, but your dad and I were divorced already.
Right.
And it had nothing to do with you. Because he was asking.
Our head scratching.
He started asking all these questions. I go, you were the best thing that happened to us in that moment.
Right.
I go, you gave your dad and I hope.
Clarity.
In that moment.
Right.
You're the reason that I wanted to push through.
That part.
And when I was feeling, you know, uncomfortable and suicidal or whatever, it was my children that kept me going every day. You gave me the hope. That's where I was going with this. WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So this is not about me, though, but this is about, I mean, because you were getting deep there for a second.
I think it's about everybody, bro.
But
no,
it's
not about me
these
either.
Things, you know, you're not alone when people go through these things and feel these things. And I loved it. When I went to my therapist, when I was going through all that, you know, I had a newborn, I had a 2-year-old, and I was just like, I can't believe this is my life. And I ended up going to outpatient for about 3 weeks, which you go 8 to 5. The program I went to, it was amazing. And I would go every day. They had to let me off work because it was mental health, obviously. And people probably wondered where the hell I was, but I didn't care. And every day I would pull up, and I went to the one at ProHealth in Waukesha, and I would pull up, and at 8 o'clock I would go, and I would spend from 8 to 5 just doing therapy all day with a bunch of people. And it changed my life, being able to focus on therapy. Now, some people can't get off work. Some people can't afford it. You have to be able to get into the program
but
to begin with.
There is also different things you can do,
all kinds of things.
Everybody's different.
It changed my life, and I was not as open either, but I've come a long way. So I do believe you'll get there.
Thank you.
I do. Yeah. You know what she said to me the other day, though?
What?
In therapy?
She said, about the shame stuff?
Because I was telling her some feelings I was having about a personal thing that I was embarrassed about.
Yeah.
Which you know about. It's nothing, don't try to look too deep, people. It's a personal thing off the air. And I said, I'm kind of embarrassed that I even have feelings about this and that I care about this situation. And she goes, what you resist persists. And I said, hold on.
One more time.
She said, what you resist persists. And she goes, it's not that you're allowed to feel the feelings you're feeling. And instead of pushing them down and going, well, I shouldn't have these feelings about this situation. I shouldn't let this bug me. I shouldn't feel hurt or upset about this situation. She goes, the more you persist it, whether it's anxiety, whether it's feelings, the more you resist it, it will persist. And I said, let me write this in my notes and we will talk about this on the air. And so that's kind of where I was going. What you resist persists.
Talk about the sensation of a veil, you know, realization, a light bulb, literal aha. What you resist persists. Because, yeah, through this whole conversation, bro, I'm thinking of the fact that what also, talking about shame, what brings me shame is the openness to say, I'm not happy-go-lucky.
I'm not happy.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Like, I love everything in my life, and there's so many things that I'm proud of. I love my life as far as being a father. I love my life as being a husband. I love everything I do here on Kiss FM, and I absolutely love everything I do with the Bucks, right? But I am in this weird space where it's like I'm forcing a joy, right? And and I'm not saying I'm faking being happy. Like,
you're
I'm still me, right? But it's like it brings me shame to say I internally, this ain't it, bro.
Don't resist though, because it's gonna persist.
I'm resisting, and it's
all of the feelings you're having, and all,
because I'm trying to sit here, kind of not push it away, but you know, keep it at bay until I can deal with it. When am I almost where? When am I gonna deal with it?
Right, you have to, or it's gonna just keep.
If you resist,
it persists.
It persists.
Whether it's anxiety, whether it's feelings, whether it's shame, whatever it is. So
boom.
So take that and do what you want with it. I took it and I said, you know what? I'm gonna feel out my feelings. And she goes, and it doesn't mean if whatever it is, you have to act on it or do anything with it.
Right.
You're allowed to feel what you feel as long as you don't resist it.
Well, feeling, because it makes it real sometimes for everybody,
and
Brad.
That's when we have to deal.
That's when we really panic. That's when we really panic. But if you resist, it persists. And internalizing,
Kaylee in Milwaukee said her favorite line is, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Okay, let me read that again.
Please.
To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Now you're going to make me cry. Everybody else is crying on our text line. Now I'm about to cry, dude. Knock it off.
Yeah, why did we do this?
Because I had to tell you.
I mean, this is extremely valuable, but whoa, man. Talk about bringing up a lot of emotion, bro, for real.
Let me read a text from a friend of mine who's went through something similar to you. She said, you're never the same after the loss of a child. Your life stands still and everyone else's keeps moving forward. Tell that man to call me. She wants to help you out. She's like, tell him to call me. It's my friend Emily.
It was wild as though I don't feel like life has stopped. It's just that piece of your heart has. That's it, man.
Yeah. The people want to talk. I know you may not want to, but we're going to 414-533-1037. We're going to read your text and talk to you guys next. So we're having a really deep talk today, so prepare yourselves.
Allie.
Sorry. I was just trying to share.
You know, I got to lighten it up somehow. I got to rib.
You and I wouldn't be ourselves if we didn't make a joke in the middle of a very serious discussion.
In the middle of a crisis?
It's who we are. It's who we are, DZ.
Right. Somebody gets severely hurt and we go, dang, that looks painful. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, that foot in mouth. Me. Hi.
No. It's us. And I was just saying, when I was in therapy on Monday, my therapist said, I was telling her about some feelings I was having that I was kind of embarrassed about. I was in my feelings about a situation I'm not getting into on the air, and I felt like, why do I have feelings about this? And she goes, what you resist persists.
Look at that gold nugget.
I couldn't stop thinking about that. I wrote it in my notes. I wanted to bring it on the air. What you resist persists, whether it's anxiety, feelings. If you don't feel it out, if you don't, you know, shame is a bad thing. I was in my feelings.
Now, I want to post that up somewhere for myself, because I'm going to forget this. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll write it on
the
board.
I'm talking about at home, like in my brain, like for later, put a reminder or something in my phone, like for
what,
like,
you resist persists, because you've been going through so much, DZ.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just me, it's my family, and we've been really trucking along and really great through it, but it sucks, man. It sucks.
Well, Angela's on the phone in Milwaukee. I have no idea what our listeners are going to say. I just said hold on, so let's hope for the best here when we're in such a serious discussion. Hi, Angela.
Let's
good
end
morning
together. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, what's going on?
Okay, I love that we talk a lot about our adult feelings, but I just had to call in and talk about, like, children and shame. My husband and I, we've done foster care with kids, and in most cases, they've, you know, had abuse and neglect. And the amazing people at Children's Wisconsin, their therapists are amazing, and they taught us about toxic shame. And there are articles and such, and it's the same thing with little ones. Like, they really feel like they are flawed or there's something wrong with them, and so the behavior follow, right? So it makes perfect sense to to, if we have to, we have to heal ourselves as adults in order to know how to heal our babies too.
That part.
Yeah. You said toxic shame. That's an interesting. What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Well, it is not my phrase. Again, if you were to look up, you know, articles and such.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like you're swimming in this polluted water, right? Mm-hmm. It's all around you. Yep. It's toxic. You're breathing it in. You're spitting it out. And
it just becomes your environment, and you're always full of shame because you're always doing something wrong, quote unquote.
You know what shame does to me too? I lie to myself when I'm feeling shameful. I tell my I'm telling myself something
you'll justify or
what I'm actually feeling. I push it down and I go, well, I don't feel that way, and
because
I'm embarrassed about the feeling, so I push it down, and then that creates shame, which then I'm now lying to myself about how I feel because I'm resisting because I'm pushing it down.
Hiding in shadows.
And it'll outwardly leak that shame and make you kind of resentful towards maybe yourself or your environment or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what Angela's talking about is happening with these babies
with kids, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's deep.
Yeah. And like even the big kids, you'll see it on their faces because I also teach high school. And it's like, no, you don't need a time out. You need a time in.
Mm-hmm. You know, that part.
I'm jotting all of these down.
You don't need a time out. You need a time in.
Right. I mean, we grew up giving kids time out, and when, like I said, the amazing people at Children's Wisconsin taught me so much, and now it's like I give my kids, my babies, my big babies, time in.
I love it. I love it.
You don't need a time out. You need a time in. What's up, my boy?
Angela,
sit down.
Have you ever heard the story about when my son was in therapy and he drew the picture? I've told this, I feel like, a million times, but I'll tell it again about the picture he drew of me yelling. You ever heard this story, Angela?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, I cried for days, okay? He comes out that he was much younger. This was, I don't know, I mean, screw it. Owen was little, okay?
Yeah.
He comes out, he was maybe 4 or 5. He comes out and he has a picture, and it's our whole family. It's me, it's his father, it's his stepmother, it's his stepbrother, it's Hudson,
it's our dogs.
I mean, everybody's in this picture. And I'm the only one that had a big bubble coming out of it. And this is why therapy is so important, especially for kids,
healing.
Too. And I go, why does mom have a bubble, like a talking bubble? And he goes, oh, you're yelling. So I went home, I cried for days, okay? I was so upset.
No.
And it took that in me to realize that my yelling was causing him anxiety. Just like my father yelled my whole life like a lunatic, and that caused me, and no wonder I'm such an anxious person. All these things start clicking in my mind of how my behaviors are hurting my kids, and there are things that I can do to make it better. And then I stopped. Now, granted, I have my freak out moments but you know what I do? I apologize when I act like that. Now when I do yell at him and I go, you know what, even though I'm upset about your behavior, the way I disrespected you and treated you was wrong because I don't want you to become an adult now and think someone can treat you like that.
Drop. So
my point is, I support you with the therapy. Like, I never realized him going to therapy was going to help me be a better parent, but I feel that in my soul because of that story. And I'm done. Okay.
We're all over the place, but you know what I'm saying.
I think we're all in the right box right now, bro. We're all together on this one.
Yep. Thank you, Angela.
Appreciate you calling.
You guys, I appreciate you. Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
All right, let's go to Brenda in Milwaukee and see what she has to say, because we are in the middle of a deep discussion after my therapist said, what you resist, persists.
Good morning,
Hi,
Brenda.
Brenda.
Good morning. Good morning. I just had to call in and share a little bit of my experience.
Yeah.
I am known, anybody who you talk to, like, I'm always upbeat, always happy. And like you, DZ, it's genuine. But there are those moments, you know, where you feel that, like, what the heck? What's this feeling?
Right.
Why am I not, you know, why is this feel so heavy?
Right. Why am I drowning?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've come to the realization through a lot of, you know, support and therapy and, you know, just life, knowing life, that we're not meant to be happy all the time. And that's a big pressure to put on ourselves, you know, like that constant feeling of like, you know,
how would you ever be happy if you were never sad? You wouldn't.
Exactly.
Honestly, no, really.
It sounds so goofy to say, but it's so
simple.
True.
You know what? I'm adding that to the list. How would you ever be happy if you were never sad? Because you wouldn't. You're welcome.
For sure.
It's true, and you know it.
I think I was just about to start tearing up when you said that, and then you come in the, how could you ever be? This was such a nugget. Please continue.
Yes, keep going. I'm sorry, Brenda.
But like for me, I think something that's been very important in my life is like surrounding myself. I have a lot of friends, and family. And I grew up, you know, in a Latino household. I'm Puerto Rican. Like my parents, for them, everything is like mental health is not a thing.
It's
like
same.
My mom is always
some
like,
of that's generational
anxiety,
too.
It doesn't exist.
Oh, I understand.
You tell your parents you're drowning. Me estoy ahogando. Grab a floaty.
Exactly. I'm white and I can relate to this with my parents. I try to have these talks with my parents and my dad, who worked in mental health of all things, but he's so outdated now. He doesn't get it either.
And then it permeates. It unfortunately leaks onto us, and then we leak it onto our kids, bro. And it's like trying to catch the 22 before it becomes 44.
You
want to
break the cycle. It's too hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So for me, surrounding myself with people who, you know, you have your friends, you have your acquaintances, but you have that like close circle that you can like be 100% real with, you know. How are you doing today? I'm doing good. No, like you could be like,
how are you really doing today? I don't believe it. Right.
Sure.
Yeah. You need that group.
Super important for me. And then also there are other things that come into play here, like science, and I'm not the one to speak about it. However, like I know for women, there's a certain age where like hormones and, you know, chemical imbalances come into play. And like
that's another thing people want to deny a lot of times or don't want to look into.
You could like work out and look great and like, you know, take care of yourself, eat healthy. But
if your brain is sick,
that happen to your body at a certain age. And I don't know what the equivalent is for men, but
we lose testosterone, stuff like that.
Trauma can also trigger a chemical reaction in your brain. And I've learned this over the years with therapy. So there were times where I had to go on antidepressants and something would trigger that. So it's not always necessarily, sometimes you do have a chemical imbalance, but sometimes something happens that triggers that in your brain. And my therapist would always say, if your arm's broken, would you go to the doctor? So if your brain's broken, why wouldn't you go to the doctor?
And Brenda said, I'm not the one to speak on it, but there is medicine. Yes. And science behind it.
You never know.
Right.
Magnesium is something big that I've been into. Look it up.
Interesting. We've heard about magnesium for so much lately.
So I don't cramp up, though. I didn't know it was for my brain, too.
Well, it has all kinds of different benefits. So look it up and see like which one might be right for you, but it's like a supplement that doesn't cost a lot, take a lot of time, and it really for some people makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right,
Brenda. Brenda, thank you for calling
and sharing.
No problem.
And being so open today. We appreciate it.
Love you guys.
Have a great day.
Trish texted in and said, yes, you don't appreciate the sun if it never rains. Kind of similar to what I said.
Yeah.
So those are the quotes of the week is what you resist persists. Like anxiety feelings. Don't push them down, DZ.
I love that.
What you resist persists. We also have, you don't need a timeout, you need a time in.
Mm-hmm. Another money.
Another one I brought on the show in the past week is, it's not, what makes you strong isn't the stuff you can do, it's the stuff you overcome is what makes you strong.
And
how could you ever be happy if you're never sad?
And get magnesium.
And get magnesium, thank you. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
We just had a very heavy conversation, so we're done with that.
Because
we got to breathe a little bit.
Woosa.
And I'm glad we did it because as people texted in, this is good, you know, to help fight the stigma against mental health. But we're done for right now.
I love that we did that.
It was a great talk. You have to listen back if you want to hear it, but we're not going to cry anymore on this show today because neither of us can handle it. We've had enough for today.
My voice did not just break.
You go to therapy and you're like, okay, that was a good hour. I'm done.
I need a nap.
Back to life. I need a nap.
I'm emotionally tired.
But
bringing emotions is draining.
Let's just be honest.
But thank you guys for having that conversation and thank you for allowing that conversation.
And I'm proud of you for being vulnerable. You make me more. You'd be surprised. I have issues with vulnerability as well, DZ. So shocking, I know. Shocking.
Us?
Never.
I mean, we're open books.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we're vulnerable people.
That part.
We just added nuggets all day.
We're open books. It doesn't mean we're vulnerable.
I know
people.
We said we were done getting deep, but
Kinda
that's the last
on
one.
Fire today with these quotes.
Now we're done. Now we're done. We're open books, but don't mean.
I've never been able to articulate that to people why I'm so open yet not.
Yeah.
Ah, you just nailed it.
Yeah. We're really open. We're really welcoming, but we're actually extremely vulnerable.
Not vulnerable.
Well, because we are. You see the
okay,
full
stop
circle.
Freaking me out. Now I feel like we're in our basement on that 70s show and it's getting deeper.
we in a circle right now? If you know, you know, and our people
okay.
know.
Our
Let's
people
get back
know.
To it. All right, now we back on ours.
Our people know. Okay.
Wepa.
For real, though. Okay. You're so funny. I just want to tell
Where's
you something. I want to tell you something really quick. The other day, this is a quick story I have to share with you about when I got home from work the other day, and it was still, you know, now it's warming up outside, so
True.
I don't know if you're still using your heat. I have to keep mine low, but it's on.
We got littles. We're still using
yeah,
our
it's
heat.
Like, yeah. Mine's set at like 62 or something,
oh,
but
dang.
It's low, but I've still it's warm enough that I still need the heat to run every so often.
Sure.
Well, the other day, I came home from work, and the thing on the wall, why, what's it called that you change your heat
the
with?
The thermostat?
The thermostat.
Huh?
Shut up.
Never mind. I didn't mean to look at you crazy like that.
So we're all dumb sometimes. Let me live, okay?
Listen,
why could I not think of the word thermostat?
I've forgotten the word remote,
Jesus.
So let yeah.
Okay, yeah, but you speak two languages, okay? I do not.
I said good morning to the people at the Princeton Club yesterday at
and
the gym.
It was
gym.
At night?
It was nighttime,
fine.
So
fine.
We've all been there.
The thermostat. Woo-wee. Clearly, I'm not a handy girl, nor do I know much about HVAC, but the thermostat on the wall. I got home one day, and it was flashing, and it said battery low, and I went, wait, I don't know how to change the battery in
this thing.
This thing
has batteries?
So I knew I needed to get my everything serviced, right? I haven't had my furnace and my air conditioner serviced in well over a year and a half. Like, it is way, I need to get it to just service.
People should service it often,
oh,
and
yeah.
we don't.
It's fine. My HVAC guy went and took a different job, so then I had a friend recommend her dad. I just haven't taken care of it. I have not gotten a new HVAC person. I admit it. So I look at it and I go, oh, shoot. Well, how do I change the battery? And I didn't want to rip it off the wall because I was afraid that I was going to rip something off
yep.
or a wire,
yep.
pull a wire.
Yep.
So I just left it.
Been there.
I'll call somebody.
Been there.
Well, I didn't call anybody. So get this.
Also been there.
A week later, I got home and it's freezing. This was now this past week. It was freezing in my house when I got home from work. I go, why is
Oh, when
so
the temp dropped.
Why is it so cold in here? It was when the temp dropped. Thank you. So I go over to the thermostat, thank you, to turn up the heat, and it's off because the battery died.
The battery
fully
now.
Died.
Done,
I went,
done.
Wait. So wait, when this thing dies, it all dies? Like, it didn't hit me because I don't know. I don't remember
it doesn't
ever
know
dealing.
It doesn't know how to register what you want the temperature set to at the house. Yeah,
well,
it's vital.
Dummy alley didn't click until I'm freezing. No, really. Dummy alley. I'm smart at some things, not this. So then I'm like, ah.
Didn't think it would have turned off literally the heat.
I just thought I wasn't going to be able to see the thermostat.
And it would run at whatever it was set at.
Oh, it turned off. So I then grab it because now I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, I got to call somebody. And it pops right off. And I go, what
the? Now you got to rip it off the wall. And you go, oh, that's it?
I go, this is stupid. This whole time, all I had to do was change a AA battery in the back of the thermostat. Like, how
You mean there's no wires and this is just a holder?
No wires.
Yeah.
I felt so stupid. So I went over. Thank God I had two AA batteries. And I put them in. It comes back on. And I realize it's down to 50-something in my house. Now it comes on. It's 50-something in my house. And I go, no wonder I'm freezing.
Bump it to 70.
And I went back up, and it was fixed. But I went, how stupid. So, again, it's this, unless you either learn from experience or your mistakes or someone shows you, you don't know. You know, even as an adult, I had no idea that thing was going to shut off if I didn't change the battery, nor did I know how to change the battery. I feel like a new woman.
You're not wrong, though, and don't call yourself a dummy because you do have to be careful. People have ripped panels off of a wall
they
are wired because depending on the system, but depending on how old, depending on what you got, everything is different. Some of the panels have this weird like internal panel that you basically just pop the front off of. You don't got to take it off the wall at all.
I was going to break it if I popped it off.
Right. So unless you are sitting there Googling the owner's manual
That's
or
true.
You were there when they installed it, what are you going to even know about any of that stuff.
Well, I was there when they installed it and I didn't care.
Oh. I was trying to help you out.
I don't pay attention when they're doing work. I'm like, yeah, okay, go ahead, put it on.
You said, is the heat heating? Is the cool cooling?
Well, I learned a hard lesson this week. So thank you for saying to be graceful with myself or give myself some grace because, boy, I had no idea.
Well, and let me just piggyback off this thermostat PSA.
Yeah. What's up?
Look at your thermostat today. Make sure your kids ain't touching the dang thing.
Why? Did your kids do something?
Man.
Oh, no. What did Sammy and Danny do?
They done figured out that if they stand on enough blocks or if they stand on enough toys, mm-hmm. they can reach the thermostat.
And then they play with it.
Guess who turned the AC on when the temperature dropped?
Oh, that would make me crazy.
We out here like, why can't I?
Why is it so cold?
Are you seeing your breath too?
Way. They flipped it to AC.
The air conditioning was on when it was like 30-some degrees outside. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
I got an ice box where my kids used to be.
Dude.
Bro, what?
You know, you and I need to upgrade our system. So we have the ones where you can control from other places.
Like a phone?
Like a phone. My sister has. A lot of people have those now.
I just need a lockbox on mine, bro. A little code. Boop, boop, boop,
but by the time you fix that, they'll be older and they'll stop doing it.
Why? Give me some hope, man.
I mean, never mind. Yes, you need a lockbox. There's hope. Yeah.